Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Legend, the best there is, the best there was, best there ever will be. Certified G, bona fide stud. Jay Binkley, if you want to hear about college basketball in this segment, I've got some bad news.
Not happening.
Not happening, man.
Next segment.
Not
maybe.
Happening.
I haven't watched it in a while. I can't speak on that. So
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We've got some stuff going, but it is Jay Binkley time. Jay, more excited tonight for Yankees and Giants, or all day Thursday still without the Royals?
You know, tonight will be fun. I mean, it's always going to be fun. And Major League Baseball has these games spread across everything. What, Netflix tonight?
Yeah.
Peacock games. Yeah. They're spreading that out to make that cash. I think tomorrow is going to be a ton of fun, obviously. With
have you gotten
well,
your antenna yet?
No, I have not gotten the antenna.
Did you tell Bob about this story, about how you need an antenna to watch baseball now?
The WBC. Yeah, I just thought it was funny that in the home of the biggest ratings for the WBC, Kansas City market, they decided to show Wheel of Fortune instead of the gold medal pregame. But whatever.
Who did that?
The channel is on. What was it on, Dustman?
You're setting me up to run
Fox. So Fox 4 decided that they were going to show Wheel of Fortune over the pregame show, and that has you upset?
Well, yeah, because they had it on the antenna or whatever. They listed it for their antenna covers. I was like, well, here's the thing. You know, Bob, it's all about ratings now, but it was Kansas City was the highest market, so there was obviously, you know, people that paid attention and wanted to see the WBC. The game was still on there, so that was fine. Oh, but okay. It was just funny that if you wanted to see any of the pregame show,
well, who watches any of that garbage? I mean, I'll be honest with you, the wheel generates ratings, bro. Like, my parents watch it every night with Dusty. They talk to each other on the phone. My mother talks to her friend Helen and Dorothy all
who
the time.
Who do you think the first person was Binkley reached out to when Wheel of Fortune was on?
You, right? Yeah. It's a pregame show. Like, most of those television pregame shows, unless it's Ernie and, you know, Charles and those guys, there's no substance or anything worth watching in those pregame shows.
Well, it's either that or Ryan Seacrest, so I would have chose the BBC.
Well, who is it at number 9 for the Chiefs?
I'm still going wide receiver, fellas. I know that you know, we have the edge creeping in and stuff like this. So I will say this. Out of the mock draft we did, out of the 9 picks, 5 of them were on defense, including the next 2 after number 9. So 4 on offense, but the number 9 pick was still Mekhi Lemon. Matt Miller put it out last night. It's a great little nugget because I've always talked about Mekhi Lemon has 3 drops in his last 175 targets. Mm. He only has 1 drop each of his 3 years at USC. That's it, 1 drop. So for a team that drops the football a lot in the Kansas City Chiefs, sign me up for that any day.
That is a good point, Jay. I mean, this team, we've seen so many drop passes over the last few years, and not just with Kadarius Toney. We've seen it with, you know, Rice. We've seen it with Worthy. We've seen it with literally everybody on this team. How would you feel, though, about trading out of 9 and trading back?
I really have no problem with that because I do like that second group of receivers, to be honest with you, too. And I still think there could be a possibility you get Lemon, you know, 14 or 15 if that's the way the draft board's playing out. I think Jeremiah Love is something to watch because I've looked at him. To me, he replaces where that quarterback was, where you're looking for that other quarterback to go in the top 10, which clearly it's just going to be one. It's going to be Mendoza.
Not if Orlovsky is
unless you're Dan Orlovsky. Yeah. Yeah, which is funny because they did play head-to-head, which I think Dan's forgetting, and Mendoza beat Ty Simpson 38-3. But, you know, the real things don't matter when they actually play games. But there's no quarterback there. I think that's Jeremiah Love, like if he does begin that slide. So if the Chiefs, I mean, obviously, Brett Veach gives some nugget out every year, and he did this year as well. He said they need an explosive running back. I mean, it's what he said at the combine, and it's what they did with Ken Walker. So that's their explosive running back there. It's not Jeremiah Love. But for more and more people to still put it out there, or the Chiefs to float it out there, because you guys heard that thing the other day with Mike Borgonzi when they talked about trading up for a linebacker, and some people bought it. That's what the Chiefs were doing. Jeremiah Love still remains out there. So if our people say, well, I think the Chiefs maybe still could do it, we know they're not going to do it. But as long as that is still out there, could there be a team to move up to 9 for Jeremiah Love? Because I do think if he gets past 7, I think you're good to go. Because 8, the Saints with Travis Etienne or Etienne now, what he changed his name to, he's going to be there. So if Love is still there, that becomes a prime piece for the Chiefs if they did, say, trade back. I wouldn't trade back, you know, out of the first round and just keep that one pick at 29. But if they could move back somewhere between 10 or not 10, but, you know, somewhere in the teens, that'd be okay.
Do you think if they draft Lemon, they'll make lemonade?
I think so.
Damn it.
I think that's what they do.
So I've seen a lot of in the second round. So I've seen some mock drafts, Binkley, where they've got the Chiefs taking an edge. And then help me out here. They got the receiver out of A&M. He's got a cool last name.
Yeah, KC Concepcion.
Yeah, I like that kid.
He's fun. Again, it's that second group of receivers, man, with KC Concepcion. Yeah. Kevin Coleman ran a blazing 40 for Missouri. He's an undersized guy, but it's also a returner, too. I think they can get in the mid-rounds. Mm. But Chris Brazel out of Tennessee, he's got the height, something the Chiefs don't have. The second group of Chris Bell coming back from an ACL if he makes it. But I do like the second group of wide receivers that can be out there. But I don't think the Chiefs just draft one. I think they draft 2.
For sure.
Now,
because if you don't,
had they made a move on a free agent wide receiver, which you don't want to pay that tax, you don't want to give a guy that's Alec Pierce $29 million who's never had 50 catches in the NFL. You don't want to pay a JSN like a $42 million. You got to do it through the draft, but that's going to take Andy Reid to flip philosophies. That's going to take him to, you know, actually use a first-round pick at wide receiver because it's a necessity now because this wide receiver room is the cheapest in the National Football League. It is guys without contracts, basically. Next year you got Worthy and Tyquan Thornton actually under contract. Mm-hmm. And Tyquan, they can kind of get out of if they wanted to, but they've got to address it. But I don't think it's a situation of drafting one receiver. I think it's at least drafting 2. Now, had they made a big splash in free agency, a wide receiver, not as big as a necessity, can they still make a trade for a wide receiver? I think very possibly they could for a wide receiver. But if they don't do that, they've got to at least draft 2. Because you got to hit on them, and they've made the habit of just drafting one wide receiver. But this year calls for this team to at least get 2. If one guy doesn't quite work out, like if a Jalen Royals doesn't show you anything on the field, you have that other receiver and see what you got. But I think minimum, we went 3 wide receivers out of the 9 picks. Again, we went 5 on defense, but they got to rebuild this wide receiver room. And if doing it through the draft and getting 4-year contracts and or 5-year at their first round picks, what they got to be concentrating on doing.
Binkley, 2 quick questions for you. 1 is what Alex Gold did to Drew Nixon going full high point heel, fair or foul?
It's completely fair. You know what? When I first saw it, I thought it was like an AI thing. Like they put a High Point jersey on him.
AI gold?
Then I found out it was actually a High Point jersey. I was like, who has High Point jerseys? And then to find out Alex got it, a listener helped him out. I was like, okay, this is a pretty good move. This is a good move to do to Drew Nixon. I thought it was great.
And then what's your boldest prediction you can give me for the Royals in 2026?
You know what, Dust Man? I spend a lot of time on the draft. Last night I spent almost the entire time on the Kansas City Royals, me and Nathan Williams. He's a big Royals guy, so we spent a lot of time. You know, I think the Dakota rankings have them what they fluctuated from, what, 86 to 84. I'll put the Royals at 87 wins this year, 88 or 87 wins this year.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you a little bit later on this next week, and keep enjoying the draft stuff and keep it coming, Binkley.
All right, guys. You take care.
That is Jay Binkley. I'll give you a bold take on the Kansas City Royals on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
It's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
How would you describe yourself? Fun?
sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.